晚安，大家。
Nice to see you again tonight.
很高兴又看到各位。
It's been a good day in His presence.
在神的同在里是一个很好的。
It's a wonderful thing. I've enjoyed waiting on the Lord with you today.
很奇妙的，我很跟大家一起等候神。
And just coming to His presence, the Bible says there's fullness of joy.
一起来到神的面前，圣经跟我们说有满足的喜乐。
That's not something everybody knows how to do, as Pastor Wei said this afternoon.
魏牧师说，不是所有的人都认识这件事。
Sometimes after 5 minutes, people don't know what to do anymore. Who's going to sing? Who's going to speak? Who's going to do something next? And we've lost that waiting on the Lord.
有的时候过了5分钟，大家就不知道要怎么做，要唱诗还是要读经，那就已经失去了这个等候神的意义。
David said, "My soul, wait thou only upon God. My expectation is from Him."
大卫说，我心专等候耶和华，我的盼望从他而来。
And so I'm thankful for His presence, and I'm thankful that we could just take time to sit still and look to Him.
所以我很感恩，我们就可以一起坐在这里，等候他。
When we do that, when we turn our eyes on Him, everything else is eclipsed.
当我们把我们眼目注视耶稣的时候，别的事都被盖住了。
And we want to get to that place in our lives where we only see Jesus.
那我们每一个人都想要这样子，就是到耶稣面前只有只见他。
Fill all my vision, Savior divine.
充满我心境，神圣救主。
If you were here this morning, I had mentioned that my wife and my son are also here with me.
如果你早上有来，你会听到我太太跟我的儿子都在这里。
I didn't say that Joyce and I have been married for 42 years.
我没有跟大家说我们结婚42年。
And we have 3 children, 2 of them are married and back at home.
有3个孩子，2个已经结婚，2个女儿已经结婚了。
And I'm glad that Tim could come along this time with me.
我很高兴儿子 Tim 这一次可以跟我来。
He's not only my son, he's my friend.
他不只是儿子，也是我的好朋友。
And we have good times together.
我们一起有好的时光。
And I'm thankful that the Lord has drawn his heart to himself and he's put a desire into Timmy's heart to serve him.
我也感谢神，神吸引他，让要他Tim 来服侍神。
Now we rarely do this. I mean, I don't think we've ever done this before.
我们很少做这个，很少。
But I've asked Tim and Joyce if they would sing a song with me.
我请他们一起跟我来献一首诗。
And I asked Brother James if he would play his violin with us.
那就请以圣弟兄来拉小提琴。
And of course, Sister Phoebe on the organ.
还有以天弹。
So come if you would.
Yes.
Places, everyone.Is this one English or Chinese? This is good.
One of us sings well. See if you can guess which one. Soul, are you weary and troubled? No light in the darkness you see. There's light for a look at the Savior, and life more abundant and free.Upon Jesus, look full in His wonderful face, and the things follow him then. Over us sin no more hath dominion, for more than conquerors we are. Turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and shall not fail you, he promised. Believe him and all will be well. Then go to a world that is dying, his perfect salvation to tell. Turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace.
If you know the chorus, would you sing it?
Turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we look right to you, Jesus. Oh, glory, 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 we look right in your face, oh Lord. Hallelujah, 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 oh, that we might see you, dear Lord, your glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh Lord, we thank you, Jesus, that we can see you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you tonight, dear Lord, that we can turn our eyes upon you.
主，我们耶稣，我们今天晚上感谢你，我们可以把我们眼目定睛在你身上。
We don't yet see everything put under your feet, but we see Jesus.
我们看不到别的，但是我们看到耶稣。
We see you crowned with glory and with honor.
我们看到你带着冠冕在荣耀里。
And we bow before you and we worship and adore you.
我们俯伏敬拜，我们爱戴你。
We thank you for loving us.
感谢你这样子的爱我们。
For saving us.
感谢你拯救我们。
For bringing us into the family of God.
让我们在你的家中可以来到你。
Thank you for your presence and for your word.
感谢你的话语，感谢你的同在。
We pray, Lord, that your word will speak to our hearts.
我们祷告，愿你的话来向我们说话。
Teach us, Lord, teach us from your word.
教导我们的，教导我们的心。
Give us ears to hear, give us hearts to receive.
给我们一个能听的耳，给我们一个可以接受的心。
And we'll be careful to give you all the honor and all the praise.
那我们就要把荣耀爱戴都来归给你。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.This morning I mentioned that I thought this series of meetings we would look at some of the teachings or miracles of Jesus, some events in his life.
我早上说到我们来要来看耶稣，看他的一生，看他所教导的。
This morning we were talking about those wonderful words where he taught his disciples to love one another.
今天早上我们说到他教导他的门徒们要彼此相爱。
He said, "I want you to love one another as I have loved you."
他说我要爱你们要彼此相爱，像我爱你们一样。
And we noted this morning that that's an impossible command to fulfill in our own strength.
我们也提到这个是不可能用我们自己的力量来做到的。
We need help for that.
我们需要帮助。
That help comes from the Lord by His Spirit.
这个帮助是从耶稣神的灵来的。
Now that's probably where we're going to wind up almost every single day and night.
这个几乎是我们从早到晚都需要的。
We're going to read something that Jesus said or something that He did, and we're going to come to the conclusion that we can't do this.
我们从读圣经，我们看到我们耶稣所要我们做的，我们
We need His help.
我们做不到，我们需要他的帮助。
We need His Spirit.
我们需要他的灵。
That's why He tells us we're supposed to walk in the Spirit and live in the Spirit.
所以他跟我们说，我们要住在他的里面，住在他的灵里。
Because trying to do anything that Jesus teaches in our own strength falls far short.
因为如果我们是用我们自己的力量来行的话，我们一定行不到。
Jesus said it best in John 15 when he said, "You have to stay connected to me and receive life from me, because without me you can't do anything."
他在是保罗说，他我们要与他联合，约翰福音，我们要与他联合，因为没有我，你们不能做什么。
And so he said this morning that God is glorified.As people can see the love of Jesus Christ in us.
所以早上我们也提到神得着荣耀，当我们这样子的彼此相爱。
Jesus prayed in John 17 that his disciples or his church would be united as one, that he may be glorified.
耶稣在约翰福音十七章也这样子的祷告说，我们弟兄们合而为一，那就可以把荣耀归给神。
If you have your Bible tonight, would you turn with me to John chapter 11?
如果你有圣经，请翻开约翰福音的十一章。
And in John 11, we read one of the more familiar miracles that Jesus performed.
我们要来讲一个非常就是大家都听过的一个神迹，耶稣行的神迹。
The first verse of John 11 says, "Now a man named Lazarus was sick. He was from Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha."
Oops. Wait, not Luke, John.
you want to go to Luke? We can do Luke.
No. OK, 约翰福音的十一章的第七节。然后我们不是第一节就说到有一个人名叫拉撒路，他住在伯大尼。
For this Mary, whose brother Lazarus now lay sick, was the same one who poured perfume on the Lord and wiped his feet with her hair.
第二节，这玛利亚就是那用香膏抹主又用头发擦他脚的。
So the sisters sent word to Jesus, "Lord, the one you love is sick."
那个他就打发。姐妹们打发人去见耶稣，说：“主啊，你所爱的人病了。”
Now, if you don't read ahead and you don't know the story, you'd probably expect that next verse to say something like this.
如果你没有知道这个故事，你可能大概会猜这个故事这样子。
You'd probably expect it to say, "And Jesus, upon hearing those words, straightway left where he was and made haste to go to where Lazarus was, so that he could heal Lazarus from his sickness."
你可能会想说，耶稣听到了这些话，马上就站起来，很快的要去找拉撒路。
But that's not what the next verse says.
可是接下去不是这样说。
Now you wonder, how could it be? Jesus loves Lazarus, but yet when he hears Lazarus is sick, he just stays right where he is.
你想说怎么可能这样子？耶稣他是多么的爱拉撒路，可是当他听到拉撒路病了，他就没有说什么。
Verse 4 says, Jesus said this.
第四节，他说耶稣听见说。
This sickness will not end in death. No, it is for God's glory, so that God's Son may be glorified through it.
这病不至于死，乃是为神的荣耀，叫神的儿子因此得荣耀。
You begin to get a theme through the Gospels in the life of Jesus that much of what he did was to glorify God.
你大概读到了，已经看到耶稣他一生所做的，就是要来荣耀神。
As a matter of fact, it seems to me that everything that Jesus did was to bring glory to his Father.
应该说，耶稣做的任何事都是要荣耀父神。
He said, I don't speak my own words.
他说我不是讲我自己要说的。
I don't do what I want to do and go where I want to go.
我不是要去我自己想去的。
But Jesus came to live his life that his Father may be glorified.
但是耶稣来了是要活出一个生命，让他的父神得荣耀。
We're not going to turn there now, but that's what it says in John chapter 17 also.
约翰福音十七章也是这样子。
Father, you have glorified your name in me.
他说到父啊，你已经因着我得荣耀。
And we are here in this world also to bring glory to Jesus.
而我们每一位在座的也是要这样子的来让
神。We want to glorify him. We want to honor him.
让神得荣耀，让他得到尊荣。
That word glory means to give worth to or value to or weight to.
这个荣耀这个字就是说要来尊，要来把一个人尊敬有重量。
we want to exalt Jesus and magnify him and bring glory, worth and honor to his name.
我们要这样子的来尊耶稣为圣，尊他的名为圣。
by the way that we love one another,
那我们也互相彼此相爱。
by the things that we do,
就是我们所做的互相使的。
and so Jesus says, now this sickness is going to glorify my Father. That's what this is all about.
所以耶稣在这里说，这个病呢是要来荣耀我的父神。
If you just hold your hand in John 11, but look at 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 31.
First, 如果你把这边先不要合着去哥林多前书
第十
章。
The Apostle Paul says, whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God.
保罗说到，使徒保罗说到，做任何事为着神的荣耀而做。
Now he's not talking about Jesus here, he's talking about you. He's talking about the church of Corinth.
他不是在指着耶稣说的，他是在指着这个教会，哥林多的教会说的。
Whatever you do, whatever you do.
任何事，凡事。
Whatever you did today, did it glorify God?
任何事你所做的今天都要荣耀神。
Whatever you said today, did it honor the Lord?
你所说的每一句话有没有尊他为圣？
Whatever you do, by what you say or by your actions, word or deed, it all should honor or glorify or exalt or give weight to or value to Jesus Christ.
你今天所行的、所做的、所说的，都要把这个荣耀、这个尊贵，都是归给耶稣父神，跟他父神。
We sing in one of our songs, not of earth to cloud the glory, not of self the light to dim.
我们唱有一个诗歌，我不是我们得着荣耀。
Nothing in us to hide the glory of God, but we want to let it shine.
我在我们呢，没有一个幽，没有一个黑暗可以遮蔽这个荣耀，可是我们要让这荣耀发出来。
David, when he writes in the Old Testament in the Psalms, he says, give unto the Lord the glory that's due his name.
大卫在诗篇里面说到要将神当给的荣耀来归给他。
Of course we know that in Revelation we read blessing and honor and glory be unto him forever and forever.
启示录说到要把荣耀尊贵能力归给他，直到永永远远。
When the Lord taught his disciples to pray at the end of the prayer, you know the Lord's prayer, he says, "For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever."
主导文的最后一句大家都知道，愿荣耀尊贵全能都尊给归给你，直到永远。
So Jesus wanted to reflect the glory of his Father.
所以耶稣他是要来反射他父神的荣耀。
And Jesus wants to be glorified by our lives.
而耶稣他想要因着我们可以得着荣耀。
The Apostle Paul in Philippians chapter 1, he says, "Oh, I only wish that God would be glorified in my body, whether by life or by death."
腓立比书使徒保罗说到，但愿神得着荣耀，不管在活的或是我死的。
You remember they said that Paul, you shouldn't go. This is in the book of Acts. Don't go to Jerusalem because they can hurt you there. They can beat you up.
记不记得在耶路撒冷的教会跟保罗说，哦，不要去，不要离开，因为你可能会被受害。
Bonds and afflictions await you.
有很多的灾害在等着你。
Paul said, "None of those things move me. I don't even count my life dear unto myself."
保罗就说，这些东西都对我来说都没什么。
I just want him to be glorified.
我甚至小看我的生命，我只是要父神得着荣耀。
When people see me, when people hear me, I want them to see Jesus, and I want them to hear Him.
当人看到我的时候，我只要人可以看到耶稣。
And so we read back in John 11 that Jesus loved Lazarus, he loved Mary, he loved Martha, but he didn't go right away because he said this sickness is going to be eventually for the glory of God.
回来约翰福音十一章，耶稣他是那样子的，爱马大，爱玛利亚，爱拉撒路，可是他没有马上就去医治拉撒路。
You know, sometimes we don't understand fully what God is doing.
有的时候我们不懂不晓得神他所有的作为。
He doesn't answer us as quickly as we'd like him to.
他不是那样子很快的要像我们所要的那样子回答我们。
We try to believe that he does really love us, and we think he does, but if he really loved me, then why doesn't he help me now?
我们就想说，哦，我们知道他爱我，可是为什么他不马上的就来做这个大事？
Maybe you're going through a difficult time in your life right now.
也许在座的有人在经历不容易的事情。
You can't understand it.
你不懂得为什么会发生。
That's where we need to trust him.
可是就是这样子，我们需要来信靠他。
We need to know that he does love us.
我们要知道他是爱我们。
And Paul said, "I am persuaded that nothing can separate me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, my Lord."
保罗说到，没有一件事可以让我与神的爱隔绝。
So I may be persecuted, and I may have troubles, and I may have afflictions, and I may have all the vicissitudes, troubles of life, but none of those things are going to dissuade me from understanding that he still loves me.
我虽然遇见有逼迫、有灾害，可是没有一件事情让我可以摇动说他不爱我。
There are many times in the Bible where we try to figure out if Jesus really loved those people, why didn't he help them when they called?
有的时候我们看到圣经故事里面为什么神没有马上的来拯救那些呼求他的人。
Do you remember when Jesus told his disciples to get into the boat and to go to the other side of the sea?
记不记得耶稣叫他的门徒去划一艘船然后过海。
He told them to do that. They were just obeying him when they got into the boat and started out.
所以他这样子对门徒说，门徒就顺服，然后就去弄了一艘船，准备划过去。
Now we all know that when we obey God, He never do we have any troubles, right?
我们大家都知道，当我们顺服神，就永远不会有。
Sometimes we do have troubles.
就不会有任何事。
In the perfect will of God, we can still have difficulties or trials.
可是常常我们都会有一些试炼。
Those disciples got into the boat and they got halfway out to the middle of the sea.
所以当这些门徒他们把船划到一半。
And there was a terrible storm that arose.
在海的中间有一个风暴。
Now, I've never been in a little small vessel in a boat in the middle of a terrible storm, but I could imagine how frightening it must be.
我从来没有坐过一艘小船在一个暴风里，可是我可以知道
boats being tossed all over the place.
我知道多么可怕，一艘小船这样翻来覆去。
And they can't keep the water out of the boat fast enough.
所以他们一直要把水泼出去，泼到船外。
And they're wondering if they're going to make it to the other side at all.
他们在想可不可能可以到对岸。
And there the Bible says Jesus was on the other side up in the mountain praying, and he saw his disciples straining at the oars.
圣经说到耶稣这个时候正在岸上看到他的门徒们在那边摇
they were rowing for all that they possibly were worth but they weren't getting any place
他们在那里全力的一直摇可是哪里都没有去
it was going from bad to worse and Jesus is standing there watching them
所以就这样子越来越不好耶稣就站在那里看见他们
you know, thanks a lot I want more than you watching I want you to do something about this
门徒可能在那里说哦谢啦你那个你就站在那里看我们
Finally in the fourth watch of the night in the wee hours of the morning after straining at the oars for many hours already
一直等到夜深的时候他们在那里一直滑都滑不走的 在暴风里
Jesus comes down from the mountain and he starts to walk to them on the water
耶稣这个时候才下了山然后走在海面上
And you remember how he went into the boat and he said peace be still
记不记得他就在船上就跟风浪说
Now,
停了吧
I don't see any of the disciples said to him hey Jesus you know, what took you so long
我没有看见耶稣跟门徒对耶稣说怎么那么等那么久
You must have known we were here having some troubles Why didn't you come sooner?
你一定知道我们在这里有问题了可是你怎么不早一点来
Jesus is not early or too late He comes right on time
耶稣没有早也没有晚他就正需要的时候来
And he knows that whatever is happening in your life and in mine is working together for his honor and his glory
我们要知道任何事情在我们身上都是为着神的荣耀
Sometimes in the middle of the trial or the darkest night is the time when God is most glorified in and through us
有的时候是在最黑暗试炼最深的时候他的荣耀可以彰显
When Paul and Silas were put in jail after having been beaten and now they were in the stocks at midnight
当保罗跟希拉两个在监狱里被这样子鞭打然后被关起来
God wanted to be glorified
神他想要得着荣耀
And he was glorified as they kept their eyes on him and as they began to sing and to praise him
而他也得到了荣耀因为保罗跟希拉就这样一直颂赞神
God was glorified not just in releasing them but in saving the Philippian jailer's household and starting a church in the city of Philippi
神不止要拯救保罗跟希拉他要拯救整个那个监牢还有那个腓立比的教会
It all came about through unfortunate circumstances in the life of Paul and Silas but in those difficult times God wants to be glorified
虽然对希拉跟保罗来说是非常的难在那个时候可是呢神要得着荣耀
And so getting back to Lazarus
所以我们回到拉撒路
He's sick
他已经病了
Jesus waits another 2 days
耶稣又等了两天
the Lazarus dies in the meantime
所以在这里在这时拉撒路就死了
and Jesus says come on now let's go to Bethany now let's go to Lazarus up too late
这时候耶稣才说走吧我们往伯大尼去了太晚了
no it's not too late
不会太晚的
this is not unto death this is going to be for the glory of God
他说这并不至于死乃是为神的荣耀
Mary and Martha had a hard time understanding that
马大跟玛利亚好像有点不懂的
Jesus if you had been here my brother wouldn't have died
他们说哦，要是你早点来我们的兄弟就不会死了
The interpretation of that is you're a little late Jesus
换句话说耶稣你有点迟到
You should have come a little earlier
你应该早一点来
Jesus said to his disciples come on let's go over to where Lazarus is let's go wake him up from his sleep
所以耶稣说哦赶快我们要去把拉撒路从睡觉里叫起来
The disciples say if he's sleeping that's good he might get better if he sleeps
所以这时候使徒们就说哦很好他是睡觉的话就表示他已经很好了好起来
Jesus told them plainly Lazarus is dead
所以耶稣就直接说他死拉撒路死
Let's go and wake him up
可是我们去叫醒他
Now I've woken up people that are asleep
我有把人从睡觉中叫醒过。
I've also put a lot of people to sleep.
我也把很多人弄得睡觉。
But every once in a while at the end, I say, Amen, and they all wake up.
然后有时候我说 Amen, 就大家就醒来。
So I know how to put them to sleep and I know how to wake them up, and that's not very hard.
所以把人叫醒又把人放去睡觉是很简单，不难。
I have never woken up a dead person in my life.
但是我没有把一个人从死里把他叫醒。
Have you?
你有没有？
No, it's hard.
非常难。
No, it's not hard, it's impossible.
不止难，不可能的。
I mean, when they're dead, they're dead.
当他死了就死了。
Unless you're the resurrection and the life.
除非你就是那复活跟生命。
See, there's only one person that I know of that can raise the dead.
只有一位我认识可以把人从死里复活。
And it's not even passed away.
不是魏牧师。
It's not Pastor Fred.
不是王牧师。
It's not all of us put together.
不是我们所有的在
Jesus can raise the dead.
只有耶稣可以把他叫从死里复活。
He raised Jairus' daughter. He raised the widow of Nain's son.
他把雅鲁的女儿叫从死里复活，还有这个。
And you know, he's raised you and me from the dead too.
他也把你我从死里救活。
Doesn't the Bible say something about we were all dead in trespasses and in sins?
圣经里是不是说到我们都是从在死最终死了？
Now, for any of you here tonight that were brought up in the church, you might have a hard time understanding that.
如果你像我一样是从在教会里长大的，你可能没有办法想象。
People brought up in the church somehow think that they were born good, born alive.
在教会中长大的小孩通常都认为
spiritually we're all dead.
可能认为我们还不错，可是，在灵里我们都是死的。
Every one of us.
所有的在我们。
And there's only one person that I know of that can wake and raise the dead.
只有一位可以把人从死里叫醒。
It's not the church.
不是教会。
It's not a religion.
不是一个宗教。
It's not a form.
不是一个一个形式。
It's not reciting the Bible.
不是读读这个圣经。
The only power that could raise the dead is the power of Jesus Christ.
只有唯一可以把死里复活的这个生命，就是耶稣的生命。
Paul writing to the Ephesians says, "And you hath he quickened, made alive, who were dead in your trespasses and your sins."
以弗所书保罗说到，你是死了，可是呢，有一个力量可以叫你从得着从罪。
And Jesus wants to wake us up.
耶稣想要把我们从死里叫醒。
Why did he wake you up?
他为什么要把你叫醒？
Well, because you were dead. Yes, that's why. But he wants you to glorify him.
对，我们都已经死了。可是呢，最重要是要我们荣耀神。
He didn't want to raise Lazarus from the dead so that Mary and Martha could have their brother back.
他不是只要把拉撒路从死里叫醒，让玛利亚跟马大可以得着。
That was true, and they were happy to have their brother back.
没有错，他们会得着他们的兄弟。
Jesus didn't want to raise Lazarus from the dead because he had an important event to attend at the end of the month, and he wanted to make sure Lazarus could get there.
他不是只是要拉撒路复活，因为他要拉撒路去参加什么什么。
The reason why Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead was because Jesus wanted Lazarus to bring glory to God.
他就是把他从死里叫活，就是为着神的荣耀。
If you have been raised together with Christ Jesus, then you have been raised with Christ.To glorify God.
如果你与他一起复活，你已经是从起来是要荣耀，为着神的荣耀活。
So I'll just ask you how you doing.
我问你，你好吗
？I mean, are you alive?
你是不是活着
？I think the term is zombies. You know what zombies are?
yes. 他说是那个。僵尸.
Zombies, I don't know what they are myself. They are those that are the walking dead, right?
那个僵尸就是在走的死人。
There are a lot of so-called Christians that are zombies.
有很多的基督徒，他们是这些僵尸。
They walk around a lot.
他们走动。
But they're dead.
可是他们是死的。
And Jesus wants to wake us up. He wants to make us vigilant and sober and watchful, alive.
他要我们警醒，要我们这样子活着。
And so after Jesus talked to Mary and Martha a little bit, he said, "Come on, let's go out to where Lazarus is, where the sepulchre is."
所以耶稣跟玛利亚跟马大讲好话以后，就说走吧，我们去拉撒路的这。
And so they went out to where the stone was in front of the sepulchre.
他们就来到了这个坟墓一个大石头。
Now Jesus says to the disciples, "Roll away that stone."
耶稣吩咐他的门徒把这个石头挪开。
Now I'm just thinking now, if Jesus is going to raise a man from the dead, do you really need to roll the stone away to get him out?
我在想，如果耶稣要把人从死里复活，他需要挪开这个石头吗？
I mean, don't you think Jesus could have brought him out with the stone still there?
你想耶稣是不是可以直接叫拉撒路出来，就是石头都不需要动？
If you're going to raise him from the dead, then why do I got to move the stone? Why don't you just bring him out here in front of everybody?
如果你要把他从死里叫活的话，为什么不就直接让他出来？
I'm not sure why, but I have a feeling that Jesus always responds to faith.
我不知道完全，可是我知道耶稣他要看我们的信心的反应。
If you're going to roll away the stone from the door of the sepulchre, it requires some faith to believe that Jesus is going to bring him out.
当你要把这坟墓前的大石头移开的时候，你需要一个很大的信心。
When Jesus asked him to move the stone away, you remember what they said? By this time, he stinks.
他那个时候，耶稣说把这个石头挪开，可是他们会说，很臭哎。太臭了，我们不要把石头挪开。
Jesus is not afraid of the stench.
耶稣不怕这个臭味。
He can make that go away too.
他可以把这个臭味挪开。
Everybody else may have been an unpleasant smell. I don't like that death smell. I don't like that smell.
每个人都可能说，我不喜欢这个臭味。
I don't like those people. I don't like them. They smell. They're dirty. They're sinful. They're wicked. We don't like those people.
我们看到有人，这些人很臭，他们是罪人，我们不喜欢这些。
If you were here this morning and you remember what we said, we're supposed to love those people.
如果你早上没有在这里记得的话，我们应该是要爱这些人。
We're not afraid of the smell or the stench or the death that's rampant all over them. We know that Jesus is able to make them alive.
当这些人他们是那样子的臭，那样子罪恶，我们知道耶稣可以让他们活。
So we want to move away any hindrance that might be in the way.
我们要把那个障碍挪开。
And in cooperation with Jesus, we want to do what he tells us to do to help raise a person from the dead.
所以在这里我们看到耶稣要人与他合作，他才可以把人叫醒。
And so they did. They rolled the stone away from the door of the sepulchre.
所以他们就听话，他们把这个大石头移开。
And then it says that Jesus in a loud voice cried out.
所以这里说到耶稣用大的声音。
Lazarus, come forth!
Lazarus, 出来。
Years ago in our church, many years ago, there was a man visiting that on a Sunday morning service.
很多年前在这个我们的教会里。
And I was talking about Lazarus that morning in this story.
我在讲这个拉撒路的故事。
And I got to that place where, Lazarus, come forth!
所以我在讲到这里，我说拉撒路出来。
I didn't know that that man's name was Lazarus.
所以我不知道有一位弟兄的名字叫拉撒路。
I never met a man in my life named Lazarus prior to that or since that time.
我从来没有在这之前或之后遇到一个人名字就叫拉撒路。
I don't know if he came forth, but he woke up.
我不知道，但是呢，他那天被我叫醒。
He talking to me. He's calling me.
他说，他在叫我的名字。
Yeah, Jesus is calling whoever you are, whatever your name is. Have you ever heard him call your name?
耶稣一样的在那边呼叫每一个人的名字。
I don't mean with your outside audible ear. You may never hear him say your name audibly.
你可能用你外面的耳朵没有听见他叫你的名字。
But I think most of you, if not all of you, have heard him speak to your heart.
可是我相信你们每一位。
There was no mistaking. He was talking to you. He was calling you.
每一位都有在心里面听见他，不可能错过的。
Matthew, follow me.
马太，马太来跟随我。
Nathaniel, I saw you under that tree. Come and follow me.
拿但业，你在树下的时候来，请跟随我。
Peter, leave those nets and follow me.
彼得啊，撇下你的那些渔网来跟随我。
Matthew, stop collecting taxes.
马太，不要再
收
税了，来跟随我。
And when Jesus called people, he called them by name.
而耶稣呼叫人的时候，是呼叫你的名字。
And when he called them by name, they left everything that they had and they followed him.
所以啊，他当他这样子用名字呼叫你的时候，你要来跟随他。
What a transformation came in those people's lives.
而那些人是这样子的被改变。
It wasn't just the disciples; it was after the disciples too.
不只是使徒们，使徒之后也是。
Saul, Saul.
扫罗，扫罗。
Who's calling my name?
是谁在叫我的名字？
He knew who was calling his name.
他知道是谁在叫他。
Lord, the Lord.
主啊，你是谁
？Lord, what do you want me to do?
主啊，你要我做什么
？What I want you to do, Paul, is I want you to go out and glorify me. That's why I called you.
他回答保罗，我要你出去为我得着荣耀，为我。
Jesus calls Lazarus by name.
所以耶稣呼叫拉撒路名字。
Someone said if he didn't call Lazarus by name, the whole graveyard would have gotten up.
当有人说要是耶稣没有说拉撒路这名字，所以整个坟墓都要活起来，所有的死人都要起来了。
And so Lazarus receives life.
所以拉撒路得到了生命。
Now I'm not reading the story as you can tell, but look at it if you want to follow along, because it says all this in the Bible that Lazarus came out of that sepulcher.
我只是在讲大纲，可是你们自己读，我们看到拉撒路起来，真的出来了。
But he didn't just come walking out.
他不是这样子的走出来。
It says that he came out and he was bound hand and foot.
他这里说到他全身被绑，被那个绑着。
So, I don't exactly know how he came out, but it was probably something more like this.
他可能这样子跳出来。
He was bound. His feet were bound.
他的脚是被裹。
Maybe he shuffled a little bit. I don't know.
所以他是这样小小的一步。
And his hands were bound.
他的手也是被裹。
He was alive.
他活着。
He was alive as he would ever be.
他是这样子真的活了。
It was newness of life. It was resurrection life in Lazarus.
是一个复活的生命，一个新的生命在拉撒路身上。
He was dead, but now he's raised from the dead.
他本来死了，现在活了。
But don't forget why he was raised from the dead, to glorify God.
可是不要忘记他为什么活着，要荣耀神。
But it's a little hard to glorify God when you got to get around like this.
可是这样子被全身被绑着，很难荣耀神。
And so Jesus said to the disciples, "Look."Loose him and let him go.
所以耶稣吩咐大家说，把他解开，让他出来。
Get rid of all the grave clothes, all the wraps that are around Lazarus.
把所有的这些手巾这些都全部解开，叫他走。
Those things that hold his arms down or that hold his legs together. Get rid of all those things that smack of death.
让那些绑着他的脚的、绑他的手的、好像死人的，全部都把它解开。
You know, Jesus wants to loose us and let us go.
你知道耶稣想要也是这样把我们解开，让我们可以走。
Go where? He didn't say go where. Go where? Where do you go? Go, just go. Loose him and let him go. Go where?
他这里说叫他走，走去哪里
？Wherever Lazarus went.And was seen by others, he was glorifying God.
所以不管拉撒路走到哪里，他就是在荣耀神。
When he went back to work the next week,
当他过了一个礼拜回去上班了。
And his coworker said, "Hey, Lazarus, we heard you were dead."
当他的同事说，哎，拉撒路，你不是死了
？What's happened to you?
你怎么发生了什么事
？You don't look dead anymore.
你看起来不像是死了。
What happened that now you're alive?
那天你现在是活着。
Lazarus had an opportunity to glorify God.
那拉撒路就有机会。
He didn't even need to. Sometimes he didn't need to use words. People just saw him. They said, "That guy was dead. He's alive. Look, he's alive now." Jesus did that.
所以他甚至不用讲话，他就是那样子荣耀神。他走到哪里，人家都会说：“你看那个人是被耶稣复活的。”
And wherever he went, it was to the glory of God, the glory of Jesus Christ.
所以不管他走到哪里，都是为着神的荣耀。
But in order to go, he needed to be loosed.
可是他走之前呢，他需要被解开。
Because I don't know about you, but the moment or the day that we receive new life in us, there's still some things that we need to get rid of.
我不知道你, 可是当我们得到新生命的时候, 还是被一些事捆绑,
maybe some wraps that bind us or hold us back from really glorifying Him the way He'd like to be glorified in us.
可能是被一个手巾或一个绳子, 祂不能让我们完全的荣耀神。
Let me just read to you something from the book of Colossians, chapter 3.
加拉太书第三章。
In Colossians 3, the Apostle Paul says, you have been raised together with Christ. You were once dead, but now you're alive. You're raised together with Christ.
哥罗西书的第三章, 他说到你本来是死的,可是你现在已经与基督一同藏在神里面, 第三章。
And so now you set your affections on things above, not the things of this earth, because you're dead and your life is hid with Christ and God.
所以你要开始注意天上的事，注意上面的事，因为你的旧生命已经没了。And
so understand that Paul is writing in Colossians 3 to those who had been dead but now had been made alive, and now they were to glorify God in their new life.
所以哥罗西书在这里是说到，他是对着那些本来已经死了，可是又复活的人。
And so in verse 5, there's a list of things that are put to death. These are dead. These are put to death.
所以第五节就在这里讲到一大堆致死。
No more sexual immorality, no more impurity, no more lust, no more evil desires and greed.
致死淫乱、致死污秽、邪恶、恶欲和贪婪。
In verse 7 he says, you used to walk this way, but no, not anymore.
第七节说到，他说你们活着的时候也曾这样行过。
But notice verse 8, you also got to get rid of this. You need to put these grave clothes off too.
第八节他也这样子说,
and here's a list of things that maybe we need to get rid of.
他也讲到有很多我们需要把它致死的。
Such things as these, anger, rage, malice, slander, filthy language from your lips. Do not lie to each other, seeing you have taken off your old self with its practices, and you put on the new self, which is renewed in the knowledge of the God of Jesus Christ, its creator.
第八节后面他把致死恼恨愤怒恶毒诽谤并口中污秽的言语不要再只说谎因你们已经脱去救人和救人的行为。
See, sometimes when the world looks at us, they don't see Christ as they should.
你有没有看到我们有的时候当世人看到我们不是看到耶稣所有的耶稣。
We have life in us.
我们有一个生命在我们里面。
But sometimes anger,
可是有的时候恼怒,
rage, malice,
愤怒还有这些,
sometimes those things are still hanging on.
这些东西可能还绑着我们。
And Jesus calls us to get rid of all of the grave clothes, everything that pertains to the old, because we've been risen and now we're new.
所以耶稣呼召我们，要我们把这些全部除去， 让我们全部都更新， 然后有一个新的生命。
In the interest of time, let's move along quickly back to John 11, verse 45. Oh, I'm sorry, 35.
所以时间关系，我们再回来约翰11章45节。
After Lazarus was raised from the dead and they took off the grave clothes, it says therefore in verse 45, many of the Jews who had come to visit Mary and had seen what Jesus did put their faith in him, but some of them went to the Pharisees and told them what Jesus had done.
45节, 那些来看玛利亚的犹太人见了耶稣所做的事就多有信他的, 但其中也有去见法利赛人的, 将耶稣所行的事告诉他们。
Now I'm baffled by this.
我很被这个事搅扰。
These community townsfolk knew Lazarus was dead, that he was put in the ground, they had the time of mourning, he was in the tomb 4 days. Jesus comes around, takes the door or the sepulchre door away, calls Lazarus out, and now he comes out alive again.
这些人他们曾经认识拉撒路, 也看到拉撒路死了, 然后又复活。
That might be convincing to me.
对我来说这是一个很大的证明。
If I saw somebody dead, raised to life, and I knew that Jesus was the one that raised him back to life, I think that would bring glory to the Lord Jesus Christ. I would believe.
如果我看到了，我会相信神，借着耶稣真的把一个人从死里复活。
But yet it was Jesus who said, there will be those who will not believe, even if someone were to be raised from the dead.
但是耶稣曾说到，甚至有人从死里复活，还是有人会不信。
Maybe you have a hard time understanding. My brother sees that I was dead. Now I'm different. I'm alive. I'm a new creation in Christ.
他们可能不敢相信，一个人复活的是一个新的生命。
How could my brother not understand? How could my brother still not believe?
为什么还是有弟兄们不相信，还是有弟兄们没有看？
Jesus needs to call each and every individual personally to himself.
耶稣需要单一的一个一个的把一个人吸引到他面前。
Everyone needs their own encounter with the Lord.
每一个人都要自己的与神相遇。
We give testimony.
我们听见有见证。
We speak of what Jesus has done.
别人的见证，或是听见耶稣的神迹。
In some of those hearts, Jesus will reach out and touch those hearts. Jesus will speak to some hearts, and they will believe.
然后是耶稣，他会直接对那个人的心说话，让那个人相信。
Some of these people in that town believed, but others did not.
很多人相信了，可是有很多人不相信。
In chapter 12, we read that some of those others who did not believe were thinking about ways in which to put Lazarus back to death.
在十二章接下去后面说，那些不信的人甚至在想要把拉撒路再害死。
We don't like this new life that he has.
我们不喜欢这个他们说我们不喜欢。
We want to kill him again and put him back in the grave.
我们要把拉撒路给害了，再把他放回去坟。
You know, they try to do that with some Christians sometimes.
你知道有一些人他们就这样子对待。
We don't like the new life that they exhibit. We don't like their joy that they have in Christ.
我们不喜欢这个基督徒的喜乐，他们这样子的快乐我们不喜欢。
And rather than believe.They would rather try to exterminate that life.
所以他们不相信，可是他们甚至要把这个新的生命给灭掉。
Many of you know much better than I have tried to do that in China.
你可能很多人都可能知道，他们在中国就是这样子。
It doesn't work.
没有办法行通。
You can try to persecute the church. You can try to stamp out the life, but it doesn't work.
你可以这样子迫害神的教会，可是没有用的。
Because those that have been filled with that new life don't then care what happens to them. They don't count their lives dear to themselves. They just want to glorify God.
因为那些他们有新生命的，他们不在乎，他们只想要来荣耀神。
There are thousands upon thousands of Christians in China tonight that are living in difficult places in hardship, but they're glorifying God.
千千万万在国内中国里面，他们是这样子的被迫害，可是他们不在乎，因为他们要荣耀神。
And there are many in Canada that are glorifying God.
甚至在加拿大，很多的要荣耀神。
And even a couple in the United States.
在美国有一个夫妇。
Would to God that our numbers increase.
这个人数教会人数多了又怎么样？
That every one of us who were dead in our sins have been raised together with Christ would now live to the praise and glory of His name.
但愿我们每一个人都是从死里复活的，都是这样荣耀。
Chapter 12 goes on at the very beginning, and it says, "Till now, Lazarus, who had been raised from the dead, is going to have a little gathering together and bring people together who could honor the Lord Jesus Christ."
所以在这个十二章里面说到拉撒路他想要让一些人聚集在一起来尊敬耶稣。
So a dinner was given in Jesus' honor.
所以他们就有一个聚餐为要纪念这个尊重耶稣尊敬耶稣。
And different ones had come in.
那也有一些外人也来了。
Now why did Lazarus invite people over to that house that night? To honor, to glorify God.
所以拉撒路那一个晚上，你想他做什么？他是在荣耀神。
And as the men were reclining at the table and they were eating with Jesus and enjoying his company.
所以当大家都在用餐的时候，大家都躺着坐着。
It says that a woman came in.
这个时候，这里说到有一个妇人进来。
This woman wasn't invited.
这个妇人没有被邀请。
But she somehow or other wanted to get to where Jesus was.
可是我们看到她好像想要来靠近耶稣。
Jesus had already said on two occasions that we have recorded that he was going to die and be handed over to the chief priests. They would crucify him and he would rise again the third day.
在这个时候耶稣已经预告他的死会被这些法利赛人文士们钉十字架，然后第三天会复活。
So all these men are gathered there, and this woman comes in, and the disciples don't seem to have ever understood those words that Jesus had said.
可是这些门徒们好像都不是很懂得耶稣说这是什么意思。
Somewhere along the line, this woman got a hold of that concept. Jesus is going to die.
可是我们看到这位妇人，她好像知道说，晓得到说，耶稣要死。
And what they did when somebody died is they anointed that body with very precious ointment.
所以在那个时候，当有一个人他去世了，你们就要用油膏这个尸体。
When they wrapped the body, hand and foot, they also put a lot of precious perfumes on those wraps.
他们当这个金是这样裹着他身体的时候，他们也把这个香膏要抹在这个尸体身上。
The more you love the individual that died, the more costly ointment you would pour on those wraps.
所以当他们越爱一个人的时候，他们就越把越珍贵的香膏倒在他的身上。
So it says that this woman, she got all her life savings together.And she went and she bought a very costly ointment.
所以在这里说到，有位妇人，她把她一生的这个所赚来的，都去买了一瓶香膏。
So she could pour it out on the feet of Jesus.
所以她可以把它来，倒在耶稣的脚上。
Lazarus was raised from the dead to glorify the Father.
拉撒路从死里复活，要荣耀父神。
And that group and that company of people that came together that night were glorifying God.
而那天晚上，那一群人在那里，他们是要荣耀神。
By their acts of worship, by their deeds of kindness, by their understanding of what he was going to do for them.
他们在一起知道说，他们要知道。
There's a certain aspect where we're supposed to, according to the Bible, die every day.
在圣经里面有一个思想，就是每一天都要死。
It's not that we get saved every day from our sin, but the Apostle Paul said, "I die every single day."
保罗说，我每一天是这样死。
In Galatians chapter 2, Paul said, I have been crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, but yet it's not me, it's Christ that lives in me.
保罗在加拉太书里面说到那个，我已经死了，如今活着，不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
So I'm crucified, every day I'm crucified with Christ.
所以每一天我是这样子的，与神定被钉十字架，每一天。
Every day I die.
每一天我死去。
But every day, not only do I die, but every day I walk with him in newness of life.
可是每一天当我死去了，我就每一天与他在新的生命中行走。
And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God.
而我现在就是靠着信心所活着是靠为着神而活。
When Jesus taught his disciples before he left earth, he said, you need to take up your cross daily and follow me.
耶稣在上回天家之前，他跟他们就说，你要天天背起十字架来跟从我。
Yeah, I think it's a tremendous privilege that we can die every day.
我觉得是一个很大的、很荣耀的权利。我们可以每一天。
Because when we die to ourselves, our plans, our wishes, our own desires.
我们可以每一天死掉，为着我们自己想要的死掉，想要。
We live to the praise and to the glory and to bring honor to His name.
而我们死了，我们就是为着要荣耀神。
We make way in our own lives for God to be displayed by the power of His Spirit.
我们让圣灵可以这样子彰显神的荣耀。
Jesus wants to give you life every day, new life.
耶稣要这样子给你每一天有一个新生命。
Phoebe played on the organ at the beginning of this meeting. She played "Dying with Jesus by Death Reckoned Mine, Living with Jesus, a New Life Divine."
刚才以前在开始的时候唱弹了一首诗歌，是说死了，然后呢要有一个新生命，一个神圣的生命。
Moment by moment, I've life from above.
每时每刻有一个生命从上面。
In John 10, Jesus said, "I have come that they might have life."
保罗说，我来，耶稣说，我来是要给新的生命。
And that they might have it more abundantly.
而让他们得了可以这个生命可以得着更丰盛。
That abundant life is in Jesus Christ.
而这个丰盛的生命只有在耶稣基督。
That abundant life is life that we need to tap into every single day, every single moment of every single day.
这个新的生命是我们每时每刻需要来接上的。
That we may be alive.
让我们也可以活着
that he may be glorified.
让他可以得着荣耀
And the only life that I know of that can make me alive is the life of Jesus.
而唯一让我可以这样子活着就是耶稣基督的生
By the power of his Holy Spirit.
借着他的圣灵
Do you know more abundantly, more abundantly that they might have joy and more abundantly.More abundantly, that we might have life and more abundantly. Now that is for you, not just me or him or the, for you. Jesus wants you to have life.
他不是只给我，是给你每一位。
So if you open up your heart to him,
所以当你把你的心打开
the King of glory will come in.
这个荣耀的王要进来。
And the best way to glorify him is to get filled with his glory.
得到这个新生命最大就是可以让他荣耀来充满。
So the psalmist says, Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in.
荣耀的王要进来。
Oh, don't you know that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost and he wants to fill you with his glory?
知道我们的身体是圣灵的殿他要来充满这个
殿。And so the life that I live and the life that you live and the things that we do and the places we go, all glorify God.
所以我们不管去哪里做什么我们都是为着荣耀神。
More abundantly,